This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. One of the biggest issues that seems to divide Republicans and Democrats is government. How big should it be, what its purpose is, and just how much we should rely on it for our well-being. Well, Michael Grunwald has just written a very thought-provoking story for Time magazine that digs into all the many ways in which government subsidizes our lives, both Democrats and Republicans, and a lot of them go unnoticed. Michael, thanks for joining us as you take a break from the Democratic convention.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Michael, what are you doing at the convention?
You know, I'm covering it just like the other 15,000 reporters here.
You decided to tackle this story partly by looking at all the things that are subsidized in your own life. You made it rather personal. So paint a picture for us.
Well, you know, I had just written a book about the stimulus and had been sort of stunned by the way it seemed perfectly logical to people that $800 billion would be completely wasted on people that had nothing to do with them. And I did realize that, hey, you know, government is in all of our lives. You know, it's not like this is a maker and taker world. We're all makers and we're all takers. That, you know, my housing is subsidized because I have a mortgage interest deduction, that my savings are subsidized because a 401k has a tax exemption. You know, that just about every part of our lives is subsidized in some way.
So in your reporting, was there any subsidy that actually really struck you as outrageous or really shocked you?
Well, I've banged my spoon on my high chair about farm subsidies for years. I think there are about $700 billion in spending that we do that's actually environmentally destructive. That's pretty crazy. And the mortgage deduction in particular, which, again, it benefits homeowners over renters. It benefits wealthy homeowners over less wealthy homeowners. That's another one where it may have run its course.
So, Michael, in the end, what do you want both Republicans and Democrats to take away from your reporting?
You know, it's interesting. I think that there are some critiques from the left and the right that are pretty powerful and true. I think, you know, the right has made this case for years that government does way more than it needs to. And I think that's really true. You know, I live in Miami Beach. Does government really need to be dumping sand in South Beach for, you know, so that tourists and my family can enjoy it more? You know, I'm not sure about that. You know, certainly does it need to be subsidizing farmers? Maybe not. At the same time, liberals have made the case that, hey, you know, we rely on government a lot more than we think. And I think that's true, too, that government really does support us in many ways, not just outrageous ways, but ways that are part of our everyday lives. And so I think, you know, if both sides could maybe recognize a little bit more that, you know, in fact, we are makers and we are takers, that the government does support us and maybe it does support us more than we need.
Michael Grunwald is the Time magazine senior national correspondent and the author of The New New Deal, The Hidden Story of Change in the Obama Era. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.